Sup fam, it's your girl Nerds here, coming back with you for something other than what I usually put out in Gone Wild Audio. This is for Gone Wild Audio Backstage. I will be answering, or be attempting to answer, Dante Creates 50 Random Questions. I finally have the time to sit down and relax and just be candid with y'all. So, let's answer the questions, shall we? Alright. Does anyone in this community know your real name identity? Yes or no? Probably. I don't really care about it. Do you have a crush on a member of this community? Abso-fucking-lutely. I'm not gonna reveal it, though. That's for you to find out. That's the fun in it. Who would you have sex with if you were... Sorry. Who would you have sex with if you were given total consent? Like in general, or okay, definitely someone in the Gone Wild Audio community. Again, up to you to decide. Have you given or received anal IRL? Yes, it was very painful. I did not shit right for a week. Would you rather give or receive oral sex? Is both hard to ask? okay, number six. What is your favorite tag? Okay, this might be kind of revealing, but cream pie. Because, yeah. is there a tag you really want to try writing / recording? Being an experimentalist, probably for both, definitely, probably a rape fantasy, something like that, where I'm in control and I have total power over whoever I'm fucking, you know? Are you a member of the Mile High Club? Nope, never had sex on a plane. I don't know if I want to either. Have you ever fucked in a car? Nope. Not yet, at least. Do you gravitate to rougher audios or more vanilla content? Honestly, it depends on the situation and, like, how much I want to get off, you know? Does anyone in your real life know that you write and record here? Oh, yes. My friend who graduated... 2 years ago, I shared my recordings with them, and funny story here is that he's now married with his college sweetheart, and he was listening to my first ramble fap, and in the middle of it, his headphones died, and it and it played through his speakers, and it woke his wife up. thankfully, he got it back to his headphones, and she also listens to my audios, and she's okay with them. Or, yeah. Okay, the next one is... What is your favorite ice cream flavor? This might be unique to some of y'all. I don't know if you probably heard it, but strawberry cheesecake. I love a good strawberry cheesecake. I even love it when it's ice cream flavored. Do you pronounce aunt as aunt or aunt? And I'm, me being from an Asian, family, always refers to, like, family friends, even though we're not related as aunt. You guys know the thing. Name your favorite video game, if any. Pokemon, Bayonetta, Animal Crossing, Paper Mario, Mario, Animal Crossing. Did I mention Animal Crossing? Yes, I did. I have a lot, man. I really do. Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, Link's Awakening, Wind Waker, Twilight Princess, Super Smash Bros., Smash Bros. Ultimate, Smash Bros. Brawl. Yeah, I got a lot, man. We'll be here forever if I got. can you juggle 3 balls for 1 minute? Absolutely not. I don't even have 3 balls on me. What is your single best talent? If you can't think of just one, pick a favorite. I'm double jointed, in my fingers. I can bend one finger back completely and not break it. A lot of people find that completely gross. What direction are you facing right now? North, south, east, or west? I guess I'm facing north? I don't know, man. If I threw a brick to the left, what would be damaged? A window. Actually, a window. There is a window to the left of me, and it has blinds that I can't be fucked to bring down because they're probably stuck up there. Next one is, what's your alcoholic drink of choice? Even though I don't drink, probably pina coladas. I love tropical summery drinks that don't taste like alcohol. Speaking of, do you drink alcohol straight? For example, whiskey, cognac, rum, with nothing else added. Absolutely not. I tried drinking whiskey even with like Sprite, and within hours I threw up. I have a very low alcohol tolerance. It's kind of sad. What alcoholic drink will you never drink again? Mike's Hard Lemonade. That was like my first alcoholic drink I had like straight up, and I threw it up like within hours. Again, low alcohol tolerance. Have you ever had drunken sex? I had these questions mixed up. Fuck. Oh well. Have I ever drunken sex? No. Not yet, at least. Favorite sex position? Least favorite sex position? I don't think there's a sex position that I have tried where I didn't like it. And the favorite sex position is... it has to be a toss-up between missionary and doggy, honestly. Do you listen to audios opposite from your own sexual preference? Once in a while, I do like listening just to get a feel for like how people talk in their audios so I can venture in what I could do to my writing. Have you had a same-sex erotic experience IRL? If not, would you want to try one? Absolutely. I am bisexual, so it would work perfectly for me. Do you believe that highly sexual people have a better understanding of human anatomy than the general public? Let's see. I would probably say yes. The general public isn't really educated a lot on sexual education. Because, goodness, my high school sexual education was basically Coach Carr saying, don't have sex, because you will get pregnant and die. That kind. Yeah, I do think that highly sexual people probably have a better understanding of the human anatomy. What brought you to this community? Pornhub. Let's keep it outright. Pornhub did. Anyways... what keeps you here? The laid-back nature of all of you guys when y'all aren't horny 25-8. I mean, I am horny 25-8, but I also like to keep it on the down low when I'm talking to people. There's more to life than being horny, obviously, so... yeah. What if a laid-back family member found your account and heard your audios and read your scripts, how and why would you do it? First of all, that laid-back family member probably would be my sister, and if she found my account and heard my audios, she would probably just tell me to, like, be careful of all, like, the creepy dudes that will probably stalk me in real life. But, and how would I describe why I do it? I just do it because I want to get used to listening to my voice, because I do want to do a voice acting on the side. Can you whistle a tune? If so, please whistle a tune. Okay. That's the tune. If you understand what the tune is, I salute you. Okay, what was the next one? Can you use chopsticks? I'm Asian, like I said. I think I have to. Do you say soda pop coke or another word to describe a soft drink? For the longest time, I think I've been saying pop because I live in the Midwest. And we always say pop in the Midwest. Okay, what was the last concert you attended pre-pandemic? Does a concert at my university, where I listened to an ensemble at the university count? Yeah, I think that counts. Have you ever kicked a man in the balls? I need a man in the balls, and I've also jumped pretty high that I knocked like somebody's teeth out. I like jumped into their chin, basically. Yeah. Do you vote in your country? Why or why not? Yes, I actually did just vote. This country really needs a lot of change because of what's going on in the capital. Let's have a little bit of a water break. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, yes or no? That's an automatic no because I'm allergic to peanut butter. Broccoli, yes or no? Absolutely. I love broccoli. Butter or margarine? Since recently I've just been using butter, probably butter. Vegan, vegetarian, or carnivore? Do not explain. Carnivore. Favorite cartoon as a child? Teen Titans, the original Teen Titans. Do you think cheaters will always lean toward cheating? Man, I don't know. Probably. What is your favorite part of sex? definitely the aftercare and like all the cuddly, wobbly, lovey-dovey shit. Performers, use one word to describe how you feel doing sexy mouth sounds. Like the making out portion is, for me, is like I have to use my fingers, so I'm like, this is so weird. It's like I'm 10 years old again, where I'm like practicing my first kiss. Writers, has a script made you immediately want to write one that's better? Absolutely. There's so many scripts. There's even fan fiction out there that's like 10 times better than my scripts, and I'm like, ugh, why can't I be you? You know? Vagina eaters, what is your best technique for driving a woman crazy? I haven't eaten pussy yet, but I suppose I would just like lick clit and it's things like that, you know? Cocksuckers, what is the best technique for driving a man crazy? The last time I did, I couldn't get the whole thing down, so what I did is I basically licked from his bottom up to his tip and just teased him all the way. So without like putting my mouth around him, I just like used the very tip of my tongue to like drag it all out, you know? So yeah, that's my technique. When it doesn't fit, just drag your tongue toward base, work your way up. Make sure he's nice and comfortable, obviously. And yeah. Do you currently have a stuffed animal or an action figure? If yes, mention one and why you like it. I have quite a lot, actually. So I have my collection of plushies out there, and there's one outside of my room that I decided to put out there. It's a stuffed plushie of the Pokemon Shaymin. It looks like a little grass flower hedgehog. It's very cute. I got it at an anime convention for $35, which I honestly thought was a steal. And I love it because Shaymin's one of my favorite Pokemon. It's very cute and very cuddly. Think of all the most important landmarks and famous landmarks in the world. Which one would you want to fuck someone on? This has been a recurring joke between me and my friends. The Washington Monument. So I could go and fuck a guy and like be like take the picture of a Washington Monument and be like, yeah, I fuck someone here, and honestly, his is better. Yeah. So those are 50 of Dante Creates' questions that I hopefully answer to the best of my ability. And yeah, hope to answer more questions soon. And